In all the talk about ramped up immigration enforcement and changes to asylum law, there's another piece here that sometimes gets less attention. The immigration courts are jam-packed with cases. KCRW's Saul Gonzalez recently spent the day at one of the busiest immigration courts in the country in Los Angeles.
From the outside, there is nothing special about the building at 606 South Olive Street in downtown Los Angeles. If anything, the 50-year-old office tower is dingy compared to newer, swankier buildings around it. But if you're an immigrant fighting deportation, what happens inside this building is all important. That's because it's LA's U.S. Immigration Courthouse, one of 57 in the country. And the decisions judges make here about who gets to stay or go from the U.S. can dramatically change people's lives.
It definitely is a matter of life and death for a good part of our clients.
Patricia Ortiz is with Esperanza Immigrant Rights Project. It provides pro bono legal help to people in immigration court, many of whom are seeking asylum because of violence and unrest back home.
There is a very real fear and possibility that if returned, our clients will die.
Will die?
Yes.
And if that sounds overly dramatic, it's what Jorge Garcia, who's 18, told me as he left the immigration courthouse one morning. In the U.S. alone and appearing before a judge without a lawyer, Jorge says there's only danger for him in Honduras, where he's from. He says gangs have threatened his life. But critics say the Trump administration's immigration crackdown could make it harder for Jorge and thousands of others to get a fair hearing in the courts. And many immigration judges are appalled by what's happening.
As a public servant, as a judge, I promised that I was going to follow the Constitution. I promised that I was going to follow the law.
That's Ashley Tabador, an immigration judge in L.A. She says speed and toughness are being placed above due process and judicial independence. And it's time for immigration judges to speak out.
I think every one of us, every one of the judges is here to protect America. And we do so by honoring our oath, by making sure that the rule of law is being applied and making sure that the judges are acting truly independently and impartially.
What you're saying is, you know, you're not another kind of ICE agent in a robe.
Absolutely. I mean, that's been our problem, is that's the logical conclusion, that you become a law enforcement agent cloaked in a judicial robe.
Tabador, who's also president of the National Association of Immigration Judges, is especially concerned about a new policy of courtroom quotas, saying America's immigration courts are backlogged with too many cases. U.S. Attorney General Jeff Sessions has required that judges rule on a certain number of cases a year or face penalties.
What is wrong with that is that it's truly unprecedented. We're not aware of any other judge across the country whose job is on the line directly for not completing a certain number of cases in a certain period of time. What it does is it makes the judge an interested party in the case, because now the judge has to be thinking, am I going to lose my job if I don't do this case quickly, if I don't get it done within this year?
But even before Trump, things were tough for people in immigration proceedings. Unlike criminal defendants and other courts, they are not appointed a lawyer, a public defender, and legal aid can be scarce with few resources.
We have one printer. We have our laptops that we bring in every day because we can't actually lock the room that we use, so we have to carry our stuff every morning, and that's it.
That's Patricia Ortiz again, talking about how her nonprofit sets up a legal aid table in waiting rooms at the immigration court in L.A. She says most immigrants summoned to the building can be scared and confused.
We see this all the time. People don't really understand why they're even there. They know that they have to go see a judge, but they don't really know what it means. They don't know what to expect. And so they're really looking to us for guidance.
And guidance is needed more than ever in immigration courts, as the Trump administration enforces its zero-tolerance policies. If the numbers continue, prosecutions of immigrants in the country without authorization will jump nearly 20% this year compared to last year. Judge Tabador doesn't think toughness and speed can coexist with justice. There are days she feels dispirited, but she says she'll continue fighting for the independence of the immigration courts.
I'm not going to give up hope. I'm not going to give up fighting for the court and the judges and our American judicial system. I just refuse to think that way right now. Because I think if you think that way, then that's a defeatist mentality, and I don't intend to be defeated.
For The World, Saul Gonzalez, Los Angeles.